coming off the game in Baltimore over the weekend, how are things going?
Things are cold and frost. I don't know what even feeling. First of all, what was recovery? Was a very, very strong match against IP. I was tired. We make the training only a little bit, stretching, a little joke. But we work in our room or in our analyzer room. We watch matches, Honduras, States, Haiti, States. And today evening the same, and then tomorrow we come to the stadium and go to win.
Take some questions, ladies and gentlemen. Questions for Coach? Questions for Mike?
Coach, what is the greatest challenges facing you when you play the United States after what you've seen from them?
It feels like David against Goliath, no? But that's fine. We will try everything to hit the giant where it hurts the most. In World Cup 2014 was the same. The States was the underdog, and they did make a very, very good World Cup. And now the same for us. When you watch. I was in Dallas, I was in Portland, I was in Chicago, all my players, and I saw the training camp in Los Angeles, and you go to Jamaica, you see nothing, only hard players want, I think the players want good performance for the future, and I think our this quarterfinal, semi-final, is very, very hard work. It's teamwork, and for us, it's not finished. We want to go to to Philadelphia, but not to Uber, to. Oakwa, Jamaica. No, no, we want to go to Washington. No, against Washington. It's every time why Washington. Obama, no. To Philadelphia in a big state, not in a small state. And it's difficult. We know what we can do, we can do.
Winfred, you mentioned a couple of times how much of a help the Copa America was in your preparation. Now that your team has played in the group stage, in the quarterfinals, do you have any concern that your players may become tired, fatigued in this late stage of this tournament?
No, the time was not good. Was tournament in the after the season, and now it's for the season. The players have only 10 days rest between both tournaments. To us was very, very, was fantastic. We played Copa America. We played three very good matches. We only lost all three matches 1-0. I think our best match was Uruguay and the last half an hour against Argentina. And the players have come back with more confidence. Oh, they can win against Argentina, maybe. But this tournament is difficult. It's not the same. In Chile, everybody went to Jamaica. In Jamaica, one Gavin asked, Jamaica is in Africa. Now I have sent an invitation to him, he can come to Montego Bay. Everybody know now Jamaica has a good football, but it's not. We have very, very hard work for this. In Germany, you can take the player from here, from here, from here, from here, and here you have to watch, you have to work in tactic. Technique in fitness, and I'm very happy about the team. Our team is fantastic. But tomorrow we want to make the same.
Coach, your team's been very organized and disciplined during this tournament. How has the group evolved since you've taken charge to reach this point, and be as disciplined as it is.
In the States have two German coaches. Klinsmann, also Jürgen, and Berti. That's good for us. Everybody know, States need two German coaches against Jamaica. It's good for us. two against one. And then one was Austria, but Austria is that's not a joke. Well, Amy, you cannot play football without discipline. Discipline in the match, tough discipline and outside from the field. I never watch what the player doing after the match or in the hotel. I know when player want to win, and everybody know you can only win when you have a good discipline, when we have a good spirit in our team, and we have enough players, all players, leaders. And the young players like Michael here, you know what he have to do. He learn from the old player. That is no problem.
In your preparations for this match, watching the U.S. play, what impresses you the most about this? What impresses you the most about this U.S. team? And as a follow-up, Giles Barnes, and for both of you, what has Giles brought to the team? What is, now that he's kind of joined the team, what is he?
Our player from the MLS.
Yeah.
Yeah. First, I told yesterday we have a meeting. We watch our match. Highlights from IT, and I asked my player from MLS, tell me what we have to do after tomorrow. Oh, then the player talk. Charles Barnes, Maddox, or Watson, all players from the MLS talk about the MLS players. That's good for us. Football is not only on the leg, football is here. Need everybody have to know what you have to do to the ball.
What impresses you about the US? What impresses you the most about this US team?
The best. First, the fitness. The fitness in the US players is fantastic. And playing only one tournament, I know the players come very early. Berti Fuchs, make training with the players. And it's difficult. One player come. Same in our team, one play the championship was finished 4 weeks for the Copa, the next was 2 weeks for the Copa, and we cannot make with all players together the same training. It's the same here. But I know this team is top fit, and against Cuba, I think six players from Cuba go out from the team. It was very easy, it was a friendly match for the States, and this team is fresh. No problem.
Julie?
You said about Giles?
Yes.
Do
we have a question
for
Mike?
Well, Giles Barnes. Good afternoon. Giles, great guy, new to the team. And like Coach said, I'm a youngster, so I'm learning. And Giles bring that experience to the team, as you see in that Haiti game. And he's a welcoming guy on and off the pitch. And he just brings that hunger to the team. Because once he scores, you see he's kicking the flag now. So he's just hungry. And that's something I'm learning from, his hungriness and his willingness to get in the back of the net.
Hi, Coach. Just wondering, in your opinion, what do you think you do better than the United States? Is there an area you feel you hold an advantage?
The States is not the same. We have a German coach. But it's better. I hope after the match you ask me why we was better. I cannot tell you better. This is a very good team, a very good organization, okay, then 68,000 people here in the stadium. But I forgot, that is very important. I was not happy about the last commentary. Mexico or Costa Rica against the referee. I heard, oh, clear, USA, Mexico, the final. It's not fair. The referee is a very, very difficult job. Everybody make a mistake. And I hope tomorrow is a referee with a good body language. It's not easy in this stadium here. And I'm sure it is the best team we have.
With regards to actually winning the Gold Cup now, as opposed to when the tournament started. And second question is, you have played a lot of your football in the United States. Could you also address how do you think the matchup will go on the different style of the
everyone's hungry, even the guys that are not playing.
It's not
that different. I would say we're more athletic, faster. I don't know much about U.S. players, but watching them, I look up to them all the time. Bradley, those guys, their quality on the ball. Those are guys I look up to as MLS players that are playing, know them very well. So we're just looking for a great matchup and a great crowd and to show people this is a good matchup that we're going to see.
Right here, sir. Cameron, you got
a
let's wait for the microphone.
Buenas tardes para el coach y para el jugador, la misma pregunta, me la pueden contestar, serían tan amables. Por lo que hicieron en Copa América, este equipo de Jamaica, ¿se le puede ganar mañana a Estados Unidos y llegar a esa final por ese gran juego que han hecho y también en esta etapa de Copa Oro?
And given the way the Jamaica team played in Copa America, do you think you have the qualities to win the match tomorrow?
No. I go in all matches I want to win. Argentina the same. I told to all players, when we go out against Argentina, we have to win. We can win. That's why we go into the football match. I go not out, hope only 1-0, 2-0 for Argentina. That is not my style. Tomorrow the same. We can win, and all players know what they have to do. All players go the limit or over the limit. Discipline, and we need a little bit luck in this game.
Michael, I'm curious. This is the furthest you guys have gone in the Gold Cup. It's 1998. I read a lot from the players saying that the mood and, as you're saying, the belief is better than maybe it ever has been for a very long time in a Jamaica team. I'm curious, you know, from your observations, what is it that has led to not just the success on the field, but also, you know, why this group has come together so tightly?
I think it's just people doubting us and knowing the struggle that a majority of us come from. I moved from the States when I was 7. So being young and just not having a lot of things, and the only thing there in the country to play is football. When you get that opportunity to come on a great pitch, a great surface like this, and being in a great venue in front of a lot of people, you just have that drive. And nothing can stop you, but that's what I'm saying, the belief is there, because we know where we come from. And we know we have a great opportunity in front of us to create history, and that's what we're trying to do. Yeah.
Anything further for Coach?